Hey, what's going on? It's Bill Burr, and it's time for the Monday Morning Podcast for Monday, February 4th, 2019. What's going on? How are you? Oh, am I in a good mood? Sorry for the late podcast. I'm still wrapping up acting on General Hospital. And what a nice day off I had yesterday. What'd you guys do yesterday? Did you sit around? Did you watch the bowl of Super? Patriots win again. Unbelievable. I absolutely love the game. Even if we lost that game, I would have loved it as far as just the defensive battle. It was a punter's clinic, a punter's duel. But a lot of people didn't like the game. Like, oh, it's boring. You know, they like those 50 to 48 games. I don't like those games. I love the Rams front four. I love their defense, their coach, their whole team. I just think they're going to get there soon. And I cannot believe that the Patriots won again. Man, I don't know what. And people go, aren't you getting sick of it? No, I'm not. It's fucking awesome. I love it. I hope they win it again next year. The same way you would if you were in my position. I don't give a shit. And, you know, I'm so happy as a sports fan and satisfied as a sports fan. I was talking to a Canadiens fan. Well, they were like, oh, I'm not going to bring up all the Stanley Cups that we've won. And I'm like, I don't think, God bless you. I'm glad you got them. I don't give a fuck. I don't. Maybe the Lakers are the only ones that bug me just because they count one championship that isn't a championship. Other than I so hate that Bill Simmons let me know about that because it was another stupid thing for me to fixate on. But anyways, Gronk with the big catch, Edelman the MVP. Our defense played unbelievable. Obviously, it helped that Todd Gurley was hurt. And then the game kind of got put on Goff's shoulders, and we were able to, I don't know, disrupt it enough. But we definitely got lucky. I thought the officiating overall was good. A couple ticky-tack calls on both sides, a couple of shit calls on both, a couple of non-calls. Unfucking believable. But I don't know what else to say other than I hope this keeps happening. Sorry. Other than that, if my team isn't in it, then I always root for, Kansas City or the Browns or somebody who hasn't won it in fucking forever or ever. So that's it. I had a Super Bowl party. Yesterday, I got on the grill, just made some burgers and dogs. We smoked a cigar, and I did what I always do, is we tape the Super Bowl, we shut off our phones, and we let the game be 90 minutes old before we went in. And we did it perfectly this year because we fast-forwarded through every single commercial. We only watched two commercials because I had to go out and go flip a dog, and I was running the remote, so they actually watched two commercials. Blew right through the halftime show. Didn't see a second of that. And what's great is the drama of the game stays with you. Instead of having all these fucking other people and analysts and all of this shit. I mean, the game takes like 4 hours to play or something. I mean, it's already long enough at three. I don't need another extra hour. But fortunately, all the things that I missed, all the commercials in the halftime show, I actually have an expert on the Super Bowl halftime show. She's not listening because she's looking at her phone. Nia, I saw the game. You saw the how was the halftime show?
It was a mess.
It was?
I mean,
what about Maroon 5 guy where he was out there going,
what about him?
This part is taking control of me.
Yeah.
I have tattoos. And what about when he took his shirt off? Didn't all go like, oh my God.
No, we did not. At least I didn't. You know what? I used to really, I liked Maroon 5 when they first came out. It was like, oh, this is some like nice, fun, good harmonies, nice music.
You could dance to it.
No, not about dancing. But it was just kind of like, oh, this is like some pleasant, like, you know, harmless, like, white boy kind of poppy music, hey, rock stuff. It's fun.
You don't have to get all racial about it.
Well,
Jesus
I mean,
Christ.
I'm just telling you what it is. So,
you don't think
that's
he has
fine.
Any flavor?
That's the problem is that, you know, he started to feel himself a little bit. And Adam Levine is an incredibly talented young man.
Backhand.
And I wish him all the best. I wasn't really like my cup of tea. Travis Scott was on there, which was like, okay, fine. I like that song, I guess. Big Boy was there, so that was cool. But it's like, if you're not with Andre 3000, like, do we really care?
Jesus.
Yeah, I'm going in.
You're going
but in. But I did hear that there is a Dungeon Family tour that's going to be going on starting in the spring. So that's very exciting. If you're from Atlanta, you know what I'm talking about.
This is the most fucked up podcast I've ever done because you, you had no idea what I was talking about. Now I don't know who any of those people are. Yeah. I know who Maroon 5 is.
Do you know who Travis Scott is? He's a rapper. Okay.
Travis Barker.
Do you know who Big Boy is from OutKast?
Yes.
Right. So he performed too.
I'm sorry, Miss Something. For real.
Jackson.
Miss Jackson. Sorry. Roses really smell like boo, boo, boo. What's the one song where the white girls always clap two times? Hey Ya, right?
Yeah.
Hey Ya.
Yeah.
And there's a point where they clap two times and all the white girls are excited when they know how to do it. And they look at each other like. Yeah. Or three times, whatever they do.
So, you know, I mean, it was pretty boring to me. It was pretty uneventful. I mean,
you should have watched the fucking game. The game was amazing.
I was kind of. I was in and out, you know.
Hey, what about the city of Boston, New England, and all that? We've won 12 fucking championships since 2001, Nia.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's like getting a facial 12 days out of...
What kind of facial?
18. No, what's nuts is...
I'm listening.
Our four little teams, we have won... in our history, we've won 38 championships. And New York, the state of New York, because this is where most of my friends are, and they're always breaking my balls... is they have 10 professional teams, if you include the Islanders, the Sabres, and the Bills. And all of those 10 teams combined, they have, like, I think 41. We're only three behind them. It's ridiculous. And, you know, well, I could say thank God we also have the Celtics, because I'll say thank God they have the Yankees, but thank God we have the Celtics to get our number up there. But I know this. You don't
cool, 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 cool. So when does basketball season start?
Next year. They take a year off. Every other year they have basketball season.
No.
No, it has to do with the polar vortex.
No.
No, it does.
No. That's not true.
It's been happening since...
No, they don't take every other year off. I'm not that fucking clueless about sports you're going to like.
No, now I'm being honest.
I
was saying that the season started in October.
That's not next year.
I know. It's happening right now. The season.
What is?
Didn't you say when is basketball?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well.
It's happening now?
Pro and college. College starts in November.
Can we go to a Laker game?
No.
Can we? Why?
I fucking hate the Lakers.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't hate the Lakers. I just can't stand their fans.
Can we just go and
I could sit in a section with like some old school Laker fans from the 80s and they could talk to me about what it was like to go to the LA Forum and what it was like back then when they actually had knowledgeable basketball fans as opposed to that Staples Center where it's just one of the worst arenas where it's like you have the whole downstairs section for all the haves and then they have like a three-story of luxury boxes and then they stick all the regular people way at the top of their building.
Well, what if they were playing, I don't know, what if they were playing the Celtics? Could we go to it then?
I'm not into that.
Are you serious? You're not going to take me to a Laker game?
I like going to the game
and
enjoying the game. You go out here and it's just like, you know, listening to all of that shit. And then if you wear any Celtic stuff, just the whole fucking game, all I'm going to be thinking about is punching the person behind me. They're just cunts out here. It's weird because I used to wear Red Sox shit at the Yankee Stadium, and they'd break my balls. But after a while, we would just be laughing, drinking together, and we would have a good
time. I know. Out here, you get stabbed in the parking lot.
Yeah. They're just fucking – it's just not – you should hear when Ice Cube did the fucking voiceover on like a 30 for 30 for the Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
He sounded like he was like trying to – like he was in fucking – I don't know what. And some Steven Seagal
that he was
movie.
In NWA. I mean, you know, it's Ice Cube.
Yeah, but he was
talking
about going to a
He's
Raider
not
going to
like, you know, do like in 1980s. Like, that's not, he's going to be like, yeah.
This is what, no, but it wasn't like that. It was like,
terrible, he's a terrible Ice Cube.
But he was like upset. Like, I was listening. It was like, this guy's literally angry talking about going to a fucking game and they won championships. Like, I don't get it out here where it goes to that level of like, it's like, hey, I'm into this team. And then all of a sudden you're like in the middle of like a blood and crip fight. It's just like, we can't set that aside and just go to a fucking game. We're going to a game.
You say that like Boston fans aren't like, so I don't know. I think
you don't die at a Boston game. You don't. Huh. Philly, they'll do shit to you. You don't die. You fucking, people die out here. It's fucked.
I think all sports fans are crazy, but I don't know.
Somebody got shot at a preseason Raider 49er game. I mean, what are we doing here?
That's terrible. Of course.
Yeah. Guy takes his fucking kids to a Dodger game. He's wearing a Giants jersey. He gets brain damage. These guys stomped him down in front of his kids and the guy died.
That was terrible. That was terrible. So what you're saying is we're not going to go to a Laker game just based on the fact that it's the Lakers, even if they play the Celtics.
Look, if you really want to go to that.
Yeah. I like basketball games. I think they're fun.
I mean, I go to Clipper games are more fun, but I'll go to a Laker game. Laker game is just like, it's like going to like a fucking nightclub. You'd be out there with their fucking Botox and shit. It's just, it's weird.
Yeah.
Sit up top, it's cool. I like the Laker fans. I'm not shitting on all Laker fans. I'm not shitting on all.
Gonna get a lot of tweets after this, BB.
I'm not shitting on all LA fans. I'm not. I'm just saying that they're, you know. The fact that they had to bring body bags to a parking lot, it's just fucking, I don't know.
Oh, it's terrible.
No, the older I get, the more, it's funny how loud I am and how much I scream and yell, but I have this weird thing now.
Yeesh.
Like, I don't like watching horror movies.
Did you become such a little scaredy cat with the horror movie? No, it's not. It's the peril. Bill doesn't like movies where people are in peril. Because he feels helpless and he feels like that heightened like anxiety of a film. Like he doesn't like that. Like he can't, like he doesn't feel comfortable.
No, I go to movies to escape that. I walk around feeling that.
Peril?
Yeah. And panic and what the fuck and how old am I and should I see my parents more and what the fuck am I doing and did I wait too long to be a dad and all that shit. And I'm going to add a fucking horror movie anxiety to that?
But it's not real. It's a movie.
Dude, I buy in, Nia.
Yeah?
I buy in, okay? Blair Witch scared the shit out of me. The Ring scared all these people. Dude, did you fucking scare me? It scared the fucking
shit out
of me.
Those movies are legitimately scary, though.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, my God. Asian fucking horrors? It's insane.
Oh, yeah. They're no joke. Did you ever watch The Babadook? No, you didn't watch that.
I couldn't
get
through that because there was a kid in it.
Oh, it was so good, though. It was so good.
Fuck that movie. I'm saying that with all due respect.
All due respect. Yeah. Fuck your movie.
No, I'm not saying that. You know, I went to an all-star game one time. I went to an all-star game at the Staples Center. And it was the year after Boston had won it. So Doc Rivers was coaching. So he was the coach of the East and the West. And I remember it was a fucking all-star game. Everybody's just down there having a good time. So at one point he put the big three out there. Garnett, Paul Pierce, and Reggie Lewis or whatever, right?
Lewis?
Whatever his fucking name is.
Seem right.
Was it Lewis? No, Reggie Lewis was the guy who died.
Yeah, I was going to say.
No, Allen. Ray Allen. Sorry. Ray Allen.
I was going to say,
right?
Reggie Lewis is not right. Even I know that. Okay. All right. Ray Allen. Yes,
okay.
I'm with you.
So they put
he got game.
So they put, the three of them out there. This is an all-star game. And then they're, and when they had their minutes or whatever and did their little alley-oops and bullshit, right? They're going back to the bench, and I just hear this guy just go, "Sell Boston!" I'm thinking, who the fuck does that? And an all-star game, I looked over, and it was Ice Cube.
Ice Cube strikes again.
I don't. It's like the game doesn't count. Like, what are we doing here? That's the thing about it. Like, You know what's killing me is I got some New York fans, friends of mine, that the last time the Red Sox, when we had Bobby Valentine, we had that lead in September and we choked it away. I mean, I had fucking friends of mine. I had not heard from them in fucking, as far as sports go, 8 years. And they came out of the woodwork. Oh, you fucking Boston fucking chokers and all that shit. And this is what I love. Since then, we've won 2 World Series and 2 Super Bowls. I have not fucking heard from them. So I'm not saying there's not cunts on the East Coast, but I just never feel like I'm going to walk away with like some sort of physical harm. I don't know. I like, you know, I don't get to be home a lot. So I like staying home. You got a flat screen TV at this point. I don't need some fucking mouth breathing moron who plays fantasy football fucking sitting behind me. You know, having that fucking, you know, that fucking vibe where they're just looking for, I mean, I almost got to fight in a fucking San Diego Charger game years ago. Years ago, we literally, the security came up and I was rooting for the Chargers. I just wore a Patriots hat. This was like, we'd only won three at that point. It was a long time ago. They were playing the Colts and of course I was rooting for the, you know, because Peyton Manning was there. I was rooting for fucking the Chargers and I wore that hat. I didn't understand how much they hated us down there, but I wasn't being an asshole. And we weren't fucking playing. The Patriots weren't even fucking playing. And I still almost got into a fight. It was fucking insane. So I turn around to square off with the guy, the fucking pussy, right? Then he's got a whole other row of people that fucking backing him. I remember in the end, when we finally squared off, he took his fucking Sean Merriman jersey off and fucking threw it down somehow.
And is that how you know it's really going down?
Huh? Because he was a pussy. He was all like, he was doing the big... You know,
huff and puff.
Well, not lunging at you, and then someone would grab him, and then all of a sudden he's the fucking Tasmanian devil.
Right.
All I know is somehow, you know, the pushing and shoving, and they were behind us, so they were going to be punching down. It would have been bad. And fortunately, security came up, I'm telling you, like I was in like my late 30s, late 30s. It's like, I'm not looking to get into a fucking fight. I was excited, like, oh, this is another football stadium I went to. I was excited that I've been to a Padre and a San Diego Charger game, and I could check off both those stadiums on my quest to go to all the stadiums, right? And I loved Joe Robbie Stadium, and I loved Air Coryell and Dan Fouts and all of those fucking guys. That's where my head was at. And next thing you know, I got this fucking asshole. So somehow security comes up and literally had to escort, like make us wait until they left because it was the end of the game. But somehow my buddy swiped that kid's fucking jersey. It was like an official... I don't know how he grabbed it. But then we had to walk out to the car with like your head on a fucking swivel. And I think that's where somewhere.
Did you take your hat off as you were walking out? To not incite more violence?
I think I might have. Yeah. I mean, I'm not trying to fight 10. What am I? Fucking Lex Luthor over here?
Lex Luthor?
I was trying to think of a fucking action hero. Yeah. No. Yeah, any one of those. Even that fucking pussy who took his jersey off, he probably could have beat me. I'm old. But I'm just saying.
Like, speaking of beating people, like, I've been working out with my trainer again. Sorry. Are we done with your story?
Yeah. Jesus.
Okay, great. So I've been...
why are you in this mood?
I've been working out with my trainer, and we've been doing a lot of, like, the boxing and stuff, and he's been, like... I've been working out with him for years, but I still sometimes have, like, a weak wrist when I punch him, when we're running like our drills and stuff and doing heavy, like my wrists will bend and stuff. So he was trying to show me like how, you know, when you're punching somebody, you know, you're meant to really kind of get them like on the chin with your first two knuckles.
Index and middle finger, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know. I thought it was just sort of like this flat part of your hand that you're supposed to like connect with. I didn't realize, duh, knuckle sandwich. That's what you're meant to like clip them with. So when I was punching him, I didn't have my hands and gloves. I just had them wrapped and he had his bare hands up and he was just like, just tap me. And when I was really like connecting with that shit, it was like, oh, that's what it feels like to punch somebody. And then to put like the weight behind it, it's like, I don't know.
I'm looking forward to using it in real life.
Well, just don't use it on me.
Most people, when they do throw a punch, they actually usually get their ring knuckle and the pinky and they end up, you know, cause just, I also think it's if your arms are behind, you won't break your wrist or something like that. I don't know.
You're supposed to keep it because he was showing me up against a wall like this, like that. And he was having me like push against it with my knuckles. And he was like, that's what you want to feel.
This is another thing too. Like you haven't since, you know, I was a young man. It was just people squaring off. Nobody threw kicks and shit. Mm-hmm. These fucking kids today with all this UFC shit. You know, and this is the thing. There's no ref to jump in and break that shit up.
Yeah.
You know, somebody's going to get, you know, chokehold. And when you go out, you know, and his adrenaline's going, I mean, the guy could give you brain damage or kill you. I mean, it's just a whole other level of shit that, I don't know. I'm just, at some point you become an old man, and I am an old man, and I don't mind going to a baseball game, but not out here. I just had, you know what it really was? I think I had too many bad, I had a bad experience at an Angels game. Dodgers games, I always had good experience because I really liked the Dodgers. LA King games, I had because I liked the Kings. And I liked the Rams, and I actually liked the Chargers too, but I think it's maybe it's just like Laker games. I don't fucking know. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, my whole fucking job is just getting heckled and getting yelled at. I don't need to fucking go to a game. Does that make sense or no?
Sure, yeah.
We were going somewhere with that watching that horror shit.
I don't know. I was saying how you don't like peril. That it gives you anxiety when people are in like very tense, like, are they going to make it out alive?
Yeah, I don't like documentaries about real violent shit that happened either. Like, everything, dude, have you seen Murder Mountain? People's kids go up to the mountain and they get murdered. You want to watch that? And
it's weird.
Watch people's parents crying. I don't want to watch that.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, I'm on the fence because I like true crime stuff. Like, I like true crime podcasts. I like documentaries. I've read books on true crime.
I love a serial killer.
So I love a serial killer, honey. But no, it's a little disturbing now, especially because Netflix has like the Ted Bundy tapes, and then they have another Ted Bundy movie coming out. And it's sort of like, I don't know. I haven't watched any of it because I'm just like, I don't know. Am I just supposed to be like so fascinated by this like horrible man that goes around like raping and killing all these women? Like, is that supposed to be like intriguing to me? I don't know. I was just reading something though on Twitter where they found the same jail cell in Texas where Sandra Bland allegedly committed suicide. They found another black man hanging in there. And it's just like, really? This is the second time? Anyway, that's kind of off topic.
Who's
Sandra Bland?
Yeah.
She was the black woman that was pulled over for making like an illegal lane change.
Oh, and she
died. Cop went nuts on her and like went completely overboard. And then all of a sudden she was like hanging in her jail cell over like a traffic. But like it was just like this whole horrible story. So they just found a black man was hanging in that same jail cell. Where they were like, oh, I don't know. She took a fucking trash bag from a trash can, like a trash can liner, and like hung herself. And it's like, I don't know. My point is.
Yeah, what is the point?
I don't know. I went off a tangent because, no, I'm kind of outraged by that. But because I've been going back and forth about whether I'm going to watch this Ted Bundy thing because I do like crime stuff. But I don't know.
Fuck Ted Bundy.
Yeah, fuck Ted Bundy and fuck like watching a whole thing about him.
He was a bitch too when they went to go kill him or whatever. Then he started fucking, oh, I'll show you where the bodies are. You know, this all the fucking, like all of those children of people that he took away.
Yeah.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah, like, why are we making documentaries about him and people being like, he was so handsome and da da da. It's like, are you kidding me? This was like a depraved, horrible psychopath.
I don't like that. I don't like when they fucking show, like, these fucking mass shooters, they show the person and it's like, fuck that guy. Fuck that person.
Yeah.
Like, I honestly think that they shouldn't even report it. The only people who need to know are the people trying to catch that fucking piece of shit and the next of kin. Other than that, You keep sensationalizing that shit, and it's like I literally think like that's, you know, like how I watch stand up comedy and it made me want to do comedy. I think when psychos watch mass shooters, like that's like them watching Evening at the Improv, being like, oh, I want to do that.
The copycats and stuff. Yeah, well,
I don't know. Your career aspiration. Career day for psychos. I don't know.
Well, this podcast took to a sort of a dark turn, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
What should we talk about? Should we talk about Valentine's Day?
Oh, Valentine's Day. We never go out on Valentine's Day.
No, wait. But I have to talk about this really quickly because on Twitter, someone tweeted me and was like, hey, show us the bag, the toothpaste bag that Bill was talking about. And I just wrote back, dare I? Because I don't even know if I want to put it out there.
No, don't.
You got it in my head now. And here's
no, but you
thing.
Know something? I actually started looking at the bag, and yeah. I'm starting to see it. I get it. You're more advanced than I am is when it comes to like looking
and I told
at
you.
Art and not letting me finish my sentences. You're more advanced when it comes to that shit. You can go to a museum and actually have an experience where I just sit there going, oh, my God, I got to get the fuck out of here.
You're like, where's a bench that I can sit on that's not a piece of art? No, but I told you, like, sort of the significance of why I wanted a piece from that collection, right? Like, I text you that. Did you get that? Did you get that text from me? Do you check your text messages for me? No. Do you read them?
I know. It was part of the douchey fuckhead collection.
No.
You're a big fan of his, and he decided to loan his art to that.
None of this is true.
Bag.
This is Virgil Abloh's first collection for Louis Vuitton menswear. Okay.
Who the fuck is Virgil?
He is the first black creative director for Louis Vuitton. So this is kind of a historical thing. This is a piece. He does like the menswear. So it's not like he does the women's clothes. He just does the menswear. So these bags.
That bag's for a guy?
It was created for the menswear collection, but anyone can carry it. Yes, Bill. Okay.
Oh, so it's like a gender neutral bag.
I guess it's a bag.
So does he do socially progressive art pieces?
I wouldn't say that. Is that what it is? No, I wouldn't say that.
When is the hashtag something something
myself tie tag also
coming up? What do you call me too? Hashtag what?
Myself also.
Yeah, that's a new one.
Anyway, but I don't know. You got in my head now, so I don't know. But so we got to figure out what we're doing because we never go out on Valentine's Day. But your schedule this year is kind of like screwy. So, you know, we might have to go out on Valentine's Day.
All right.
Sorry, Charlie.
I'll take you out for a hot dog.
Hot dog. You take me to Pink's Hot Dog and
take you out to Howlin' Ray's fried chicken sandwich.
You know what? I wouldn't mind that.
It was fucking, there's always 7,000. I remember when it was just a food truck. You just walk up and get it. We went down there that one time. It's in Chinatown. There was like 7,000 fucking people. It was like.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like sleeping out for tickets, concert tickets in the 70s. I'm like, it's a fucking chicken sandwich.
Did you bring me one of those chicken sandwiches one time? No, you've always told me about it, but you never brought me one. Because it used to be when you got your hair cut. R.I.P. Bill's hair.
mean, just mean.
But anyway, have you thought of something like romantic to do for me? Or
yeah, I'm going to take you out to dinner.
That's it?
And you have somebody come over and sing, oh, solo mio.
I have an idea. And I'm trying to see if I can pull it off. But that person that I am, he didn't get back to me.
I'll take you out to dinner.
God,
and afterwards, we'll do NyQuil shots as we look each other in the eye. And we'll see 8 hours.
Yeah, we'll say goodnight, the baby. Yep. I know. What else? What else you got?
I don't know. I gotta read some fucking advertising here. I can do that.
You know, you always call yourself freckles, right?
Yeah.
But where are your freckles on your face? I don't even see them anymore. Do you have them? You have them on your arms, but like.
I think they all combined into one sad freckle.
Old freckles.
A giant birthmark. All right. Oh, look who's. Oh my God, they're back. I thought they were done with me. Sherry's Berries.
Oh my God, just in time for Valentine's
Day.
These
guys dumped me.
They did.
They came back to their old flame. Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Talk about what plans for Valentine's Day this year, what you would do if you weren't procrastinating. Well, I don't like the insinuation that I'm procrastinating, you sons of bitches.
Have you planned anything?
Huh? No.
All right then. Sherry's Berries.
What are you talking about? I told you who to call to set something up.
No, you didn't.
Share a personal Valentine's Day story. Oh, the classic one when we went out for the sushi and you were staring at that celebrity. We got in that big fight.
Oh, my God.
And then you punched me in the face.
No, wait a minute. You're telling it all wrong.
And that's what happened.
No, you're what telling it all wrong.
What?
You're telling it all wrong.
Well, thank God you didn't have that personal trainer that you punched me with your pinky knuckle. yeah, you were a little tiger back then.
I'm still a tiger, baby.
Do you remember me? I have the ultimatum.
Which was what?
If you throw something at me again during a fight, I'm breaking up with you.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? You stopped abusing me.
Yeah, I was definitely a lot more volatile when I was younger, in my younger days. We met when I was 25, Bill, so come on.
Yeah,
I was
a college graduate. You were an adult.
That's true. I had my own apartment. I paid rent. I had a job. No, yeah, I was a fully formed adult.
You were well past the age.
But it was also, it was also 15 years ago. Bill, we've been together for 15 years. Can you believe that?
Yeah,
shit?
It's been great. All right. What would you do? Okay. Share a personal Valentine's Day. I just did. What are your must gives? What is a must give?
You must give me what?
Attention.
Jewelry.
Oh, fuck off. This whole bullshit that I got to buy you something. That's why I love Sherry Berries. Here's your chocolate strawberries. Get out of my face. All right. So you're met with the excitement and enthusiasm. Wasn't met. Okay. What do you... Wait a second. Where did it go?
No, they're definitely not coming back to you now.
What? Yeah, they will. What do you... What do you to look good? What do you do that was missing? No, the word's missing. It says, what do you to look good on Valentine's Day? I don't know. Dipped in milk, dark, or white chocolate?
You're definitely dipped in milk.
Hey, what's the difference
milky.
Between... No. You mean white chocolate. Milk yeah. chocolate is lighter.
Okay.
All right. Dipped in milk, dark, or white chocolatey goodness for any discerning palate. She'll fall in love with every bite. Top with decadent toppings, chocolate chips, heart, and glitter sparkles. Always fresh, always tasty, always worth the wait. Perfect companion to a candlelit light dinner, a bouquet of flowers, or a night out on the town. All of a sudden, my nose got all stuffed up here. I'm sick.
I'm getting emotional reading this copy.
Arrives fresh with 100% Sherry's Berries guarantee. I want to know who the fuck is dipping those in chocolate right now. That's sad bastard. Ships. Wish somebody loved me.
Oh.
Dip. Ships anywhere nationally. Give sweet somethings to your long-distance love. Oh, God. What, have her boyfriend, her other boyfriend, put him in her ass? Send her the Valentine's gift of her dreams at the price of your dreams.
Why would you say that?
Because they left me. So, you know, it's going to be a little rocky as we get back together. Starting at just $19.99 plus shipping and handling. Plus, order now and make this Valentine's really special by getting double the berries for just $10 more. Go to berries.com. Dude, you're the fucking berries kid. BERRIES.com. Click on the microphone. Enter the code, my code, BURR, BURR, at checkout. That's BERRIES.com. Click on the microphone and enter code BURR. Order today. Okay, I'm back. Sorry.
I tell you right now, Bill Burr, if I don't get a box of Sherry's Berries for Valentine's Day, I'm going to be very disappointed.
I won't get you a box, right? All right.
Very disappointed.
Oh, here we go. Honey, could you? With millions of top-rated sellers offering the exact same products on Amazon, finding the best deal feels like looking for an invisible needle in the world's biggest haystack. But thanks to Honey, the free browser extension, I always get the best price on Amazon without lifting a finger. Honey automatically goes to work whenever I shop on Amazon. You love it, me. It's funny. It compares the prices of every seller that carries the item I want. Honey. Even factors in shipping, sales, tax, and Amazon Prime status to make sure I'm getting the lowest total price. It shows me the best deal every time, even if Amazon doesn't. It's like having my very own personal shopping assistant. Honestly, Honey is so easy to use, it feels like cheating. But it's not. It's just a smart, automated deal finder that gets me millions of shoppers the best price on Amazon every single time. What did you buy with Honey on Amazon? I bought some Honey. More than 10 million people are using Honey to save money. Honey has over 100,000 five-star reviews on Google Chrome Store. Time Magazine says it's basically free money. So the next time you're shopping on Amazon, don't wonder whether you found the best deal. Just add Honey and get the best price automatically. Add Honey for free and join honey.com/burr. That's joinhoney.com/burr. All right, Jesus Christ, how many more of these fucking things? Policy Genius, Ed, Nia. I know, I'm getting sick of this fucking shit, too. All right, Policy Genius. Life insurance is one of those topics that everyone knows a little about. But do you understand it well enough to feel comfortable buying it? Whether you're an insurance expert or a newbie, Policy Genius created a website that makes it easy for you to compare quotes, get advice, and get covered. Policy Genius is the easy way to get life insurance in minutes. You can compare. Can you realize that there's people out there handicapping when you're going to die, and they're trying to fuck you over? Isn't it great that Policy Genius exists, Nia, to try to figure out when your bladder's going to give out? All right, sorry, had to blow my nose there. All right, Policy Genius is the easy. All right, Policy Genius is the easy way to get life insurance in minutes. You can compare quotes from top insurers to find the coverage you need at the price you can afford. From there, just apply online, and the advisors at Policy Genius will handle all the red tape. They'll even negotiate your rate with the insurance company. No extra fees, no commission sales agents, just helpful advice and personalized service. And Policy Genius doesn't just make life insurance easy. Whether you're shopping for disability insurance to protect your income, homeowners insurance, or auto insurance, they can help you get covered fast. So no matter how much or how little you know about life insurance, you can find the right policy in minutes at policygenius.com. Policy Genius, the easiest way to compare and buy life insurance. I need to learn how to make that funny. Because you're over there staring at your phone. Look, Nia, it's 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS. All right, by now, most of us have started racking our brains about what Valentine's Day gift is truly going to make her day special. Why isn't there anything about the fucking guy? This is such a stupid fucking holiday.
Isn't it steak and a blowjob day?
Huh?
Isn't it steak and a blowjob day?
No, that's allegedly in March. It's not official.
Oh.
There's no pressure.
Mm.
I mean, but even before this Me Too shit, there's no way you could be like, honey, what the fuck? Where's my steak and a blowjob? You know what she'd say? Honey.
Dot com.
1-800-PRO-FLOWERS. These are the best of the best flowers, Leah. Most of them, their dream died as a flower at the college level. By now, most of us have started racking our brains about what Valentine's Day gift is truly going to make her day special. Yeah, like that's going to make her happy. She'll find something. With 1-800-FLOWERS.com. You guys are inherently not happy people. You know what it is?
We're inherently unhappy?
Well, you're too smart for your own fucking good.
That doesn't make any sense. That's not a real... When people say that, what does that mean? You're too smart for your own good. Does that mean that I'm smarter than you?
Yeah.
And you're like perplexed by it. You don't know what to do with it. So somehow you're going to take my intelligence and use it as an insult against me. It's not going
to
work.
You're too smart to be happy.
That doesn't make any sense.
You never heard of fat, dumb, and happy?
What? No.
You never heard of that? He's fat, dumb, and happy.
No. What are these old-timey sayings that you just trot out in moments when it's convenient to you? You ever heard of fat, dumb, and happy? No, Bill, because it's not a thing that people say. Fat, dumb, and happy will return.
You want me to look it up?
Not really. Why don't you read the rest of your advertising?
Why are you dictating to me in my own podcast?
It's my podcast now.
You like showing off, don't you?
I do.
You do. Well, act your age here. All right, here we go. With 1-800-FLOWERS.com, it's really not that complicated. Roses. What color are roses, Nia? Roses are red. Violets are blue. They're purple, you dumb fuck.
Many, many different colors. But go on. Yes. Sorry. I'm sorry.
No, I guess they are. Yeah. What's your favorite kind of rose? I should know this by now. I would bomb on the newlywed game 15 years into this. What's your favorite rose? I don't know.
Roses aren't really like my favorite flower, though.
What do you like? A sunflower right in your fucking grill?
I like...
big as my head.
I like orchids. I like black dahlias.
Roses from 1-800-FLOWERS are a no-brainer, right? I like orchids. I feel like I'm stuck in an elevator. Right now, when you order...
I like gardenias.
1-800-FLOWERS has amazing deals on vibrant and romantic Valentine's rose bouquets, arrangements, and more, starting at just $29.99. There are so many unbelievable deals. 1-800-FLOWERS, but you have to hurry. Just get this done. Get her the fucking chocolate-covered strawberries. Get her some flowers. That'll shut her up for the weekend. Roses from 1-800-FLOWERS are picked at their peak and shipped overnight to ensure freshness. And her amazement. Gorgeous Valentine's bouquets and arrangements starting at $29.99 is an amazing deal, but it won't last long. Bouquets prices will be going up soon, so take advantage today. Pick your delivery date and let 1-800-FLOWERS handle the rest. When it comes to Valentine's, I don't settle for anything less than my rose authority. 1-800-Flowers.com. Did I just join a religion? To order Valentine's bouquets, arrangements, and more starting at $29.99, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click on the radio icon, and enter Burr, B-U-R-R, order today, and save at 1-800-Flowers.com, code Burr. Actually, the greatest Valentine's Day gift that you guys give men is that you don't have one for us.
Yeah.
Because then we would have to, you know, get dressed up and go out and go do some more dumb shit that we don't want to do. You know, if you could just let us sit on a couch and eat something while watching a game and actually feeling like that affects our lives in some positive or negative way, if you could just let us do that, that's enough of a I'm speaking for all men right now.
Yeah. Wow. You guys really are very simple creatures.
We are.
Okay. Well, I am not. So, I don't know what to tell you.
You know what? I know you well enough, Nia.
Yes.
To know that there's something else really fucking bugging you.
What do you mean?
I don't know if it's something I'm doing or if it's there's something
don't know what you're talking
going
about.
On with you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This, oh, that is me.
What do you mean? What are you basing that on?
What the fuck did I do now?
Nothing.
You're full of shit. I'm going to tip you over in that fucking chair. Let's read some emails. Fucking get this stupid fucking look. I know that look. All right. Bill, great emails. Last week you announced the new California dates right after mentioning that you were filming a special soon. So a bunch of people thought maybe you were filming at one of them and were emailing asking which one. Can you clear that up for them? Thanks. Yeah, I'm not filming a special
right
on the 15th, 16th, or 17th. But I am going to give my darndest of an effort. Those are the shows to get ready to do a special. Plowing ahead.
I'm obsessed with Santa Barbara. I feel like I want to come to that one.
That's where all rich white people move to be near Oprah.
Mm-hmm.
Who wants some hedge clippers?
Isn't she in Montecito?
I don't know. Stalker face. Rams names. Name. Okay. The Rams are... I was wondering why the Los Angeles Rams. They're originally from Cleveland, Ohio. I'm like, how the fuck did they get Rams? And the Rams are named the Rams because the Cleveland owner, the original owner of the Cleveland Rams, went to Fordham University, and their name was the Rams. And I guess he liked it. Coincidentally, I am from Cleveland, and I'm a freshman at Fordham. Vince Lombardi also went here. All right. That's well, then now this is like now I'm to Fordham. So how did Fordham? Is that Fordham, the college in New York? I don't fucking know. All right. NFL titles. Dear Billy Bitchballs, on your podcast this past Monday, your audience had to listen to you bitch once again about how football championships prior to the AFL-NFL mergers aren't counted. Do you realize that you complain about this almost every fucking week? No, I don't. Enough already. I listened to the second half of the podcast last Thursday, which was from 2011, and you were whining about it then as well. Well, it's playoff time, you fucking cunt. You've been bitching about this for at least the last past 8 years. So what? I've also been talking about the population problem. Get the fuck over it. You sound like the creepy uncle who at family gatherings tells the same stories over and over again. Please stick a tampon in, pull your panties out of the crack of your ass, straighten up your skirt, and just let it go.
Now, who the fuck is this person?
Somebody who doesn't have a fucking answer for what I'm saying.
Who the fuck is this person throwing out that kind of language and that kind of insults? How dare you?
Yeah, it's the internet. That's like a joke.
Don't
That's
write into my husband's title, pull your tampon, pull your panties out. Go fuck yourself.
You know how bad you're making me
you
look?
You couldn't handle a fucking period every month, you piece of shit. Shut the fuck up with your lame ass, like, sexist fucking remarks.
Jesus, Nia. What fucking hashtags were you reading today? He was just trying to be funny.
And not succeeding.
Well, you know what I like is
That's so lame. To be like, pull the tampon out. Put your panties back on. Put your bra on. It's like so fucking unoriginal. Why don't you comb your hair? Get a deep conditioning. Put your rollers in your hair and put a bonnet on. Like, you know,
I don't think anybody goes that deep. But
well, they should. Maybe they should like try something new. Find out some other stereotypical shit about women that you can throw in there. Huh?
What happened to you today?
I don't know. That letter bugged me.
Oh, Nia,
and his lame ass insult.
You know something, Nia? Why don't you take your tampon out?
Touche.
All right. Currency. Hey, Bill, remember a few years ago? I loved that guy wrote all of that shit because he could not answer it. I have an open forum to the guy who wrote Dear Billy Bitchballs, and I want you to explain to me. The thing about it is no one can answer to me why they don't count them. It doesn't make any fucking sense whatsoever. That's the usual reaction I get. Currency. Hey, Bill, remember a few years ago when there was a bit of attention on how fucked up the banks are? No, that's still a problem. This country is bankrupt, which is so fucked up that Trump was trying to get us out of Syria, which would have saved us money, and even Democrats were voting against that because they all get paid by the corporations there, Nia. All these fucking cunts who want to raise our fucking taxes, who all make 150, 200 grand a year, they're all multimillionaires. How did they do that, Nia? Huh? Hello. All right, there were documentaries made about the housing crash in 2008, and that movie with Christian Bale, The Big Short, was a hit. So much of the middle class wealth was transferred to huge banks in that time. It's really the worst thing that happened to this country, all violence aside. It's the only issue that, if exposed properly, would actually unite the country. No one likes being taken for a sucker, and that's all the banks have done to this country. Of course, the news won't pound away at the issue the way it needs to be done because they're heavily influenced by the powers that be. What do you think? Why do you think there hasn't been a grassroots movement about this? Because I think, just generally speaking, people can't get along with each other. And even if you're starting a movement, then somebody doesn't like your version of the movement, and then there ends up being like fighting amongst yourselves. You know what I mean? I mean, did that happen to Malcolm X, Nia?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to wake you up there. There becomes like infighting or whatever. I just
literally said that to me to get me to pay attention.
Yeah.
Wow.
But there was also a point I was trying to make there.
Oh, okay.
You're saying like, why don't regular people just get all mobilized and on the same fucking page about these banks?
Mm-hmm.
How come there hasn't been this grassroots movement?
It doesn't exist somewhere?
Well, I think the powers that be always turn it into it becomes a Democrat versus Republican issue. And then if anytime, you know, people went, you know, that Wall Street thing, everybody was trying to say that they were a bunch of hippies and fucking privileged white kids. And it just gets labeled. And then you start fighting about the labels. And then the issue just goes away. It just fucking goes away. And I was just saying how, I don't know, just human beings in general, we just don't get along with each other. Sad.
Sad but true.
And people choose self-preservation, like all these fucking politician pieces of shit on both sides that have allowed like a handful of corporations to literally bankrupt this fucking country in never-ending fucking wars. And then they put the pressure on all of us, support the troops and support this and support that. And so you got to stand there and fucking salute everything while not questioning it as they basically vacuum up your kids' future, you know? Support the troops, support the troops. They fucking bring them back here. They treat them like shit. I can't even like fucking get going on that subject. It's the biggest crock of shit ever. All right, stuck as a Mormon. The way they treat fucking veterans, it's unbelievable. It's fucking, I mean, what do they just wheel them out at football games so they can sell, you know, whatever the fuck they're trying to sell? All right, there you go, buddy. Now, good luck with the rest of your life. Stuck as a Mormon. Oh, buddy, this is bad. Hey, Billy, burnt tits. I don't even know what the fuck that means. I'm feeling kind of stuck. Hang on a second. I got to fucking blow my nose here. I'm sorry, everybody. All right, he's back. Okay. Stuck as a Mormon. Hey, Billy, burnt tits. Can you get off of your goddamn phone? Make me feel like half my audience does that. I'm feeling kind of stuck. I'm 19 years old. And I've grown up Mormon my whole life. Recently, I've sort of stopped believing in the church. But here's the problem. I go to BYU. I didn't plan on going there, but due to the fact it's super cheap and it's a good school, I decided on going here anyways. Parentheses, I'm a dumbass. No, you're not. BYU's a good school. I still don't believe in any of this stuff or any religion in general. The problem is then I don't want the whole rest of my life to be determined by the Mormon upbringing. I would rather not get married to some Mormon chick or anything. And I would rather not get married to some Mormon chick or anything. And I don't want all of my friends to be Mormon after I graduate college. I don't want to leave the church and lose all my friends in dating prospects. Unfortunately, I can't really afford to transfer anywhere else. And my whole family is all in on the church. So I would be majorly disappointing my whole family by leaving. Any advice from you or the lovely Nia would be much appreciated. Thanks. And as always, go fuck yourself. You know, one day I was at the airport and I saw this white woman wearing yoga pants. And on the side of it, it said, "Do you, boo?" And I remember thinking... you got to do... I swear to God, I did see those yoga pants.
Really?
Oh, it was so bad. It said... I took a picture of them. It said, "Do you, boo?" And it was something like, "Something, something, but take no shit." You know, people like... who have to like say like what they are on their clothes, like warrior. I mean, they're just like, the fact that someone would breed with that. Do you know what I would fucking do if you came home with pants
that said, "Do you, boo," on them?
Yeah, I would rip them off of you. I would do that in public.
So are you telling him that he should do what he wants? I mean, I think you should finish your education, work, save money, and I think you should get the fuck out of there and go expand your horizons like you want to. And you can always come back. You can always change your mind. But if you have this impulse that you have a bigger destiny than what's the church and this sort of like small group of people.
How about a different destiny? Huh? Rather than a bigger destiny, because then that's going to put people at odds. Just you have a different agenda.
If you have a bigger destiny, you feel like, than just that small area that you're in, I think that you should follow those instincts. And I'm sure every other Mormon kid your age at Brigham Young, agenda? That's what it is?
Can we revisit that?
No.
Why does it have to be bigger?
I'm sure that they're all thinking the same thing you are.
What if the Mormons are right? Yeah.
About what?
The afterlife.
What happens in the afterlife?
Well, according to the Mormons, I don't fucking know.
So why would you say the afterlife? Well, is that what they're known for?
One of them have to be right.
Aren't they known for like, I don't know, polygamy and like...
You don't know shit about Mormons.
I mean, listen, I watched every season of Big Love on HBO, okay? I think I'm pretty knowledgeable about Mormonism, okay? Look,
I think...
Chloe Sevigny was very, very convincing.
This guy, yeah, this is like he's eating the same food every fucking day. It's driving him nuts.
Yeah, he's eating like, you know, fucking mayonnaise sandwiches. And he wants a...
Ooh.
No, I didn't mean it like that.
Yes,
I didn't mean it like that.
Oh, wheel out the podium.
I didn't mean it like that.
How did you... Why did you pick that condiment?
I just...
Talk your way out of this one.
No, I just meant like a bland, like non-exciting, flavorless...
sack of shit. You're lying your ass off. Mormon, Utah, it doesn't get any whiter than that. That is mayonnaise white.
I mean...
And you said it, and you have to live with it, man.
I need to know, can this person follow up? Is it true that Mormon people don't like black people? I just need to know. I'm just
curious.
Well,
why would they when you're calling them mayonnaise face or whatever the fuck you just said? Why don't you get the mayonnaise off your face, Nia, before you fucking judge this
got
guy?
Got all their wives looking like goddamn Little House on the Prairie. Hair down to their feet. No, Come on in, Jebediah, Ezekiel, Isaiah, Mary, Anthony, like them and all their fucking 20 children. I'm sorry. That's not nice.
They're not like those people in Pennsylvania, the Adirondack people. Whatever their fucking name
is. Amish?
The Amish, yeah.
Okay. They use electricity.
Yeah.
Amish don't.
Yeah, they look like, you know, if Hitler... They're like... Hitler was going to have a summer camp.
Ye old... Whatever it is.
No. They drive around in cars and shit.
Yeah, the Mormons do. Yeah, yeah, they're totally modern. Yeah.
They're going to school.
I'm talking about I'm just being cheeky because I'm talking about the fundamentalists, which are not, you know, they're not, they don't do that anymore.
I did a college gig a long fucking time ago at a Mormon school, and I had to work totally fucking clean some college out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were all virgins, but they, like they were saying, the ones who did bang, mm-hmm, was they would bang the girlfriend in the ass, and she was still considered a virgin.
That doesn't make any sense at all.
Well, I mean,
no sense, because you can't get pregnant if they pop you in the ass.
Well, I think as long as your hymen is still intact, right?
Oh God! All right, I guess.
It's sort of the fender bender of fucking. But it isn't.
Anyway, this young man seems like he wants to explore life outside of this Mormon church life. And I encourage him to do so. Like, wait, I said, get your education, work.
Where do you
money, save your money, and like go to New York and have your mind blown. Or L.A.,
have your mind blown, man.
Hey, man, it's just going to blow
City
your
looks
mind.
Like a giant Bed Bath and Beyond now. By the way, Michael Rapaport so hates on... I love Michael. He so shits on fucking Boston sports. But we have won so many championships. He's now been reduced to, like, making fun of our skyline. He's like, Boston has all the championships. You can't front on that. But, you know, they're just a little shit-ass one-horse town. Yeah, okay. What else? Are you going to make fun of the Big Dig next? How far away from sports are we going to get here? Sorry. So, Neil, what would you say about a woman? Mm. She never had vaginal sex, mm-hmm, but she's been banged in the ass.
You've had sex. It was anal sex, but you've had sex.
Well, if I could equate this to baseball, it's like she skipped the base, right? And then you're out.
Okay.
So, yeah, you don't get credit.
Yeah, no, you're not a virgin if you've got fucked in the ass. I'm sorry. That's just not how it works.
What base is that?
In what world are you a virgin if you've had anal sex and, like, but you're, like, how are you still a virgin? That doesn't make any sense.
First base is kissing. Second base is you feel them up.
Okay.
Third base is you finger them.
Kids don't use that terminology or bases and stuff.
Is you had... You fucked him. It's anal. Is that you back in the dugout? That was a long way to go.
Long way to go, BB.
Well, with your fucking heckling, can you come along for the ride? You're supposed to be a cop. We're supposed to be a comedy team here.
Oh, sorry.
All right.
Oh, good night, Gracie.
All right. Ruined my brother's year. Hey, Billy Badonkadonk. All right. love all your work. Super excited to see you perform in New York this February. Oh, yeah, the Patrice O'Neill benefit. Okay, so here's where I fucked up. By the way, do we have any fucking NyQuil, something that I could just fucking suck down here?
Sure.
And go to sleep?
Mm-hmm.
What is going on with you?
Nothing.
Just the way you said it, like, sure. Just made me like, you're not pouring it. You fucking put something in it. I don't know why you're mad at me, but you are. All right.
I'm not mad at you. God, you're such a fucking egomaniac. It's like every mood I have has to do something with you.
Did I not ask a half hour ago, is this about me or is it something else?
I don't remember.
You, what are you, Ronald Reagan? I don't recall. You know exactly. Well, I'll fucking rewind it for you. All right. You know what? Fuck your mood. I don't give a shit then. All right. How about that? So.
That's not nice.
Huh?
That's not nice.
Isn't it enough I have a fucking cold?
I mean, you don't have, like, the plague. Like, I don't know if I'm supposed to. It's a cold. It's like,
wow.
You're acting like you're dying. You're a little stuffy. Blow your nose.
I'm supposed to take you out on Valentine's Day, right?
Mm-hmm. Because I'm so sweet.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to order a fucking giant meal for you and for me. And mm-hmm. then I'm going to excuse myself to go to the bathroom. I'm going to leave you there.
Let you
fucking pay for it. All right. So here's where I fucked up. This past New Year's, my family went to Burlington, Vermont. Oh, Burlington Coat Factory.
Mm-hmm.
I have a twin brother, and we had our own hotel room for the night. Is this where you start bagging a chick and you excuse yourself and then he comes in? Is that this game? No?
I mean, let's find out.
Don't twins do that?
Oh.
What base is that?
The old switcheroo.
The old face-off with your dick. Is that John Travolta? Yeah, the dick off.
Is it John Travolta or is it Nicolas Cage? Yeah.
No matter how much you hate me, Dia, we still laugh. All right. Okay. I have a twin brother. We had our own hotel room for the night. We're both in college. You get the picture. So New Year's night, we go out to a bar and the place is fucking packed. Ladies everywhere and cute ones too. I see this girl with some fat titties busting out of the top of her sweater and my animal instinct kicks in. He's just being honest, Nia. He's just like, you know, oh, shut up. Like, you guys don't look at some Johnny Ward comes walking in. You're like, oh, I wouldn't mind swinging from that trapeze there. Johnny Ward. So animal instincts kick in. Basically, we had an absolutely amazing time, but got separated, assuming we'd meet back at the hotel room. After a long night, I stumbled back to our hotel alone. Wait a minute. This is not going this direction. I admit I had a wee bit too much to drink. When I opened the door, my twin brother was shirtless with not one, but two girls in his room. Now, I'll admit I was a little surprised, but good for him, right? I thought he was going to say that she was fucking his brother, his twin brother, the girl with the titties, not realizing that it was the other person. Anyways, as I'm grabbing my stuff to go chill in the lobby while he plays a doubleheader, one of the girls says, "Your twin is pretty hot." Directed towards me. Immediately, I start thinking, what the fuck did I just walk into? I kind of laugh it off and continue getting my shit. My twin brother comes over to me and asks for a condom. This is all very weird. I give it to him, and on my way out, she says, "You're not staying?" It's like, we're related.
Wait, can I just ask a quick question? Is it like one of those twin things where, like, when your brother ejaculates, like, you can feel it too? Fucking creepy twin shit.
It sounds like a Jim Carrey movie. As soon as I heard this, something in my gut said they are hookers. Or it could have been all the booze I had that night. It just didn't feel right. Got to go with your gut, dude. Anyway, I took a closer look, and to me, they looked kind of trashy, like Lady Gaga after one too many Bush Lights. Immediately, I say in what I thought was a low voice, "Bro, don't do this. They are hookers." Oh, God. I know, it's fucked up, but I'm in a foreign environment. I don't know what goes on around in Vermont.
Oh, sleazy Vermont.
No, Vermont has a massive heroin problem.
Wow.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to fuck anything without a condom out there. Okay. See that, Nia? You don't know everything.
I don't.
Why don't you make another mayonnaise comment, you so-and-so? Unfortunately, the girls heard me and got really mad. Oh, God, did you fuck up his threesome? I said, fuck it. And left him to do his business. I came back an hour later, and all three of them are gone. The next morning, he comes in and tells me I fucked the whole thing up for him. Oh, Jesus. Oh, dude, there's no comeback from this. After I left, they said, fuck this, and left. He convinced them to go back to their place, but once they got back there, they just put on their PJs and went to bed. Bill, I know I was wrong for messing up a threesome on New Year's Eve, and I feel terrible about it. My brother wouldn't talk to me for days after it happened. All he would say is, "You fucked up my whole year." So I was thinking of paying for two actual clean hookers.
What? This is your solution?
He's got to go to cleanhooker.org and have them pick him up from a bar without him knowing so he can have a threesome. Is this wrong?
Oh, my God.
If it is, how else can I make it up to him?
Oh, my God.
It is wrong.
Your brother needs to get over it. And if he could pull two chicks before, he can pull it again. And quite frankly, he must not have had that much gain to begin with if he couldn't convince them to stay. So, you know, He could have been like, oh, my brother's a fucking asshole. Don't listen to him. Here, let me eat your pussy. And then, boom, it would all have been, like, done. But he didn't think fast enough in the moment. He couldn't keep the thing going because he just got dumb luck that he had. He knows it was dumb luck. That's why he's mad, because he knows. He knows he doesn't have the fucking ability, the skills, the pimp game to pull two bitches again. So that's why he's mad. But you can't do anything about clean hookers and have him pick up and orchestrate this whole fucking thing, and now you gotta pay $5,000 or whatever the fucking going rate is. Would be my rate if I were a hooker, but you know, all that, nah, he blew it. You didn't help, but he couldn't keep the thing going. Not your fault.
I have so many questions. First of all, they sound like they're young.
Yes.
Okay, he's getting a threesome. There's no way to pay this back. All right, and he did fuck it up. But this is the thing, like, seriously, there's...
If he was a really good brother, he would have been like, yeah, stay, and he could have taken the other girl. And he could have banged him in that bed, and then he could have banged him in
First
the
of all,
other
that's
bed.
Fucking
and then
gross.
They could switch off.
That's gross.
And then they could just, like, take turns with each girl or whatever.
That's
gross. That's what a real brother would have done.
That's fucking disgusting.
But he wanted to be...
Yeah, that's disgusting.
He wanted to be selfish and, like, keep them both for himself.
Would you fucking do that with your sister?
No, we don't get down like that.
Well, why the fuck were these guys?
Because who kicks out their brother so that they can bang two girls? That's so rude. You can't share? I don't know.
What are you saying?
I don't even know anymore. I'm just talking.
Yes. He fucked up the threesome. There is no comeback. Don't get hookers.
Yeah, don't get hookers.
There's no such thing as a clean hooker. You're going to get a hooker on her first day? She's going to suck at her job. No pun intended.
Why wouldn't there be clean hookers, though? I feel like if you're a good, responsible
hooker. I don't know,
hooker,
Nia. Why wouldn't there not be a hole in the ozone layer? It's like there's how you wish the world was and the way it is, okay? There's no fucking clean hookers. What, right out of the box?
Well, I mean, if they get tested and they use protection and stuff, it could very well be that they don't have any STDs.
I mean,
I don't know how you would check that, but...
And why was your price $5,000?
I don't know. I just threw it out there. Because I'm thinking of, like, the high-class girls, you know, the ones that have, like, the really nice websites.
No, I don't know what world you're in. Okay.
Who, like, dress really nicely.
And that's a cool enough line for you?
What?
You're in that situation. Ah, my brother's a jerk. Let me eat your pussy. Oh, okay. Just like that?
I mean, I don't know. Something. Something that just kind of like, forget about him. It's all about us, ladies.
I think I like to eat your pussy line better. All right. Dilemma. Who would
advice I'm giving is gold, by the way.
I'm sure it is. Okay, so...
So what would you do? How is he going to make it up to him?
He has to own it. Mm-hmm. And just be like, yeah, I did. I was drunk and I fucked it up. And they have to laugh about it. And then eventually, you know, hopefully his brother will get another threesome and then that'll be over.
He won't.
Like, huh?
He won't.
No, he will.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, he won't.
That's why he's so mad. He knows it's not going to happen again.
No, he isn't. He's mad because his brother fucked up a threesome
on
New Year's Eve.
He's going to be telling that story when they're 50 years old. At time, I could have banged those two broads at the fucking thing, and you came
in. No, but he'll
be
laughing. He'll be laughing. He'll be laughing because he's going to get another one. He'll get another one. Why are you being so fucking negative? He already pulled it off. His brother just came in and fucked it up. That's all.
Dumb luck. I'm telling you. I know. I just have a feeling.
All right. You go with your gut. Well, my gut feeling is this guy's, you know.
Hang in there, Tiger. You'll get that threesome you always wanted.
You are in such a hating mood. I don't get it. All right. Dilemma. Who would you revive from the dead to talk to for 1 hour? Jesus Christ or John Bonham? Oh, Jesus Christ, without a doubt. Just so I could watch him talk to everyone in the world being like, I never said that. I didn't do that. What?
Jesus Christ would definitely be the more fascinating person to talk to.
Oh, yeah, because you might be able to unravel an entire fucking religion. Mm-hmm. He said, Bonham, your idol, even as a guest on a podcast, maybe jam with them, the most fun you ever had. Or clear up a couple of things with the Savior. Roast him for walking on water thing, etc. Ask him on the podcast if he minds your old Jesus. If he laughs, then pious cunts the world over can never say another word. Yeah, I would definitely go with Jesus. I would definitely go with Jesus. You know what I mean? No disrespect to John Bonham, but like, I wasn't friends with John Bonham.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but Jesus, whenever I had one pair of footprints in the sand,
it was then that he carried
you. He was carrying me.
Yeah.
Like tonight, I'm going to ask him to take this cold from me.
You're sleeping in the guest room, right? With all those germs?
Yes.
I really am in like a weird mood. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell. I apologize, everyone, for this crazy mood
it.
I'm in on this podcast.
I'm just making sure you're fucking cool with me.
Yeah. We'll get there.
That's a fake laugh. You're fucking crazy right now.
I'm not crazy. I'm tired. I'm a little punch drunk. I'm a little drunk. I had that little cocktail earlier.
Oh, you did.
So I'm feeling a little loose with my words.
Drinking fucking booze in my fucking goddamn face, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Old Billy Freckles over here, 72 fucking wonderful days without alcohol. Don't I look better?
You look great.
Well,
your skin is clear, but your skin has always been clear. You've always had good skin.
Yeah. Well, my head hasn't always been clear. That's how I met you. All right, listen. God bless you, Nia.
Thanks.
Bless your heart. Thank you for doing the podcast. Congratulations to the real people who won the fucking Super Bowl, the New England Patriots players and the whole organization. I mean, it's fucking unbelievable that I thought this year was a rebuilding year. The fact that they somehow and they, you know, they beat the San Diego Chargers, they beat the Kansas City Chiefs, and they beat the Los Angeles Rams. There's not a soft team in any of those. So it's one of the best championships we've won. And go Celtics, go Bruins. Let's keep the train rolling. I want to see what Rappaport makes fun of us for next. Dude, I went on the Freedom Trail. It's fucking overrated. All right, that's it. Have a great week, and I'll check in on you on Thursday.